Masters of War by Chris Ryan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Author's Note. On Thursday, 31st of January 1991, a week after the ill-fated Brava 20 patrol had been compromised, I crossed the Iraqi border into Syria. I was the only member of the unit to escape capture alive, but I was in a bad way. I'd been on the run for 7 days and nights. I hadn't eaten for 6 days or drunk any water for three. My toenails had fallen off and my blistered feet had become infected and were oozing pus. I'd been exposed to nuclear waste and I was hallucinating. But at least, here in Syria, I was safe. Or so I thought. The first Syrian people I encountered were villagers living so simply that they were cooking breakfast on a fire outside their little house of whitewashed stone. They gave me cool water. Without their kindness, I doubt I could have survived much longer. We did not speak each other's language, but I managed to make them understand that I needed to get to the nearest town. A young man helped me get there, but in the hours that followed, I saw a very different side to life in Syria. I had to escape an angry mob who seemed determined to kill me. I found myself in the custody of three low-ranking Syrian police officers who performed a mock execution on me. Having covered about 200 miles on foot in Iraq, I crossed most of Syria by car before reaching the capital, Damascus. There, I ended